Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a special green room segment where we hear a snippet of John Fogerty inducting the Ventures in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008, and then the Ventures covering CCR. Unfortunately, co-founder of the Ventures, Don Wilson, passed away on January the 22nd, 2022, so we also wanted to honor him as well. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys that is All That. We have a trio of Star Wars theme rockers from Doily and the Twang Lords, Urban Surf Kings, and the Surf Hermits. And we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox, plus rockers from Les Robots, JJ and the Trash Dogs, the Rum Tones, the Surf Beat Club, the Starhoppers, the Tourmaliners, the Mighty Gordinis, the Wipeouters, the Explorers Club, the Avocados, and more. Let's start things off with a re-recording of their Zelda Place theme cover from the upcoming Transmutations full-length vinyl. This is Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link Palace theme by Genki Genki Panic.
We'll be right back.
Fuzz Pit by the Avocados. Gotta love that fuzz guitar. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a studio band from 1964 on Recording Industries Corporation Records. It featured Hal Blaine on drums, Billy Strange, Tommy Tedesco, and Jerry Cole on guitars, Leon Russell on piano, Bruce Johnston on keyboards, Ray Pullman on bass, Steve Douglas on saxophone, and produced by Terry Melcher. More info and the song coming up later. Right now, it's The Wipeouters, featuring three of the members from Devo from the 2001 album Petwang. It's Luna Guna Park on Catching a Wave.
For that lovely tune, that funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
We're having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Sled Driver by the Starhoppers from the album Nominal AF. The Mighty Gardenis in the mix there too with Minnesota Twist from the album Sounds from a Distant Galaxy. Now you've probably heard all the talk of the Book of Boba Fett series. Perhaps you've even been watching that one.
We would be honored if you would join us.
We have three Star Wars themed tunes for you, Doily and the Twang Lords, Urban Surf Kings, and Getting Us Started. The song is Boba's Robe by the Surf Hermits.
Hey, this is Jason from the Surf Hermits, and you're listening to our good friend Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Perhaps you can tell him when he arrives.
The Emperor's coming here?
That is correct, Commander. And he is most displeased with your apparent lack of progress.
We shall double our efforts.
I hope so, Commander, for your sake. The Emperor is not as forgiving as I am.
We'll be right back. lack of faith disturbing.
Helping you use the Force for this trio of tunes, wrapping up a Star Wars theme, Doily and the Twang Lords and the Imperial Death March, Urban Surf Kings in the mix there too with the Star Wars theme. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a studio band from 1964. This was on Recording Industries Corporation Records. It featured Hal Blaine on drums, Billy Strange, Tommy Tedesco, and Jerry Cole on guitars, Leon Russell on piano, Bruce Johnston on keyboards, Ray Pullman on bass, Steve Douglas, who wrote the song, on saxophone, and produced by Terry Melcher. The answer and the tune coming up later, but right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one can be found on their 1972 album, Carl and the Passions, So Tough. The song was written by Al Jardine, Carl Wilson, and Mike Love, and features Al and Carl on lead vocals. It was inspired by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's transcendental meditation teachings and the Robert Frost poem, The Road Not Taken. Let's catch the party wave with All This Is That. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Hey, this is Al Jardine, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley. Surf's Up.
Supporting waves of bliss, Mother Divine's precious kiss brings with love the light of wisdom and the gift of eternal freedom.
To wings of blue, I go traveling nature.
Surrounds you.
everybody, surf's up!
I'm a one-man band, what can I say?
I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Surf Beat Club coming to us from Belgium, and the tune Ballroom Blitzkrieg from the album Shakedown and More Hip-Shaking Bronco Beats. Up next, they released this on Christmas Eve 2021 from the album Wattage. It's the Explorers Club and their cover of the Young Rascals tune, I've Been Lonely Too Long.
Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
This is Devin Berryhill with the band The Tourmaliners from San Diego, California, and you're catching a wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
The Tourmaliners and Point Break from their 2019 album Tourmaline Dream. They just did a music video for that one, available on YouTube and on their social media as well. Lay Robots in there as well with the tune Come Back If You Dare from their 12 favorites from Planet Earth. Time now to go relax in the green room.
Welcome to the green room on Catching the Wave.
The green room is not only that moment of surfing bliss when you're in the barrel of a wave, it's also the place backstage where artists relax and often tell some stories. So this is our interview bliss time. And this time it's about The Ventures. As I mentioned earlier, co-founder and rhythm guitarist Don Wilson unfortunately passed away on January the 22nd at 88 years old, less than 3 weeks from his 89th birthday. He and Bob Fogle started The Ventures in 1958 when they were both in Seattle, Washington as construction workers. Don remained recording and touring with them until his retirement from touring in 2015 and continued to do some recording with the band. The outpouring of messages from artists from the last 6 decades and fans alike was absolutely incredible. He and the whole band influenced so many artists. Carl Wilson was influenced by them and said he and the Beach Boys learned how to play those songs just by listening to the records. John Fogerty said he learned how to play Walk Don't Run as a teen, and from there he was hooked. Speaking of John, here's a snippet of his induction speech for The Ventures into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. And then we'll hear The Ventures covering John's Creedence Clearwater Revival tunes, Who'll Stop the Rain and Bad Moon Rising. Here's John.
With my old band, we would sit around and try to learn all these songs. You can imagine me and Doug and Stu in a garage in El Cerrito picking apart all these Ventures songs and trying to figure out what made it work. And we were getting a great education along the way. When the Ventures first hit the radio, I would say I was gone. The Ventures have gone on to record over 250 albums. Good Lord, think about that. Nowadays, some of us would be happy to sell 250 albums. These guys gotta love Japan. Over there, they are gods. They've created several of the most important songs of all time in that country. In this country, there was a time when they had 5 albums in the top 100 at the same time. I could go on, but it's enough to say the Ventures are the most popular instrumental rock and roll band of all time. This is long overdue, and guys like me sure appreciate this. It is my honor to induct the Ventures into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This single is from a studio band from 1964 on Recording Industries Corporation Records. The song was also featured on their full-length album, Fun, Fun, Fun. It featured Hal Blaine on drums, Billy Strange, Tommy Tedesco, and Jerry Cole on guitars, Leon Russell on piano, Bruce Johnston on keyboards, Ray Pullman on bass, Steve Douglas, who wrote the song, on saxophone, and produced by Terry Melcher. This is The Catalinas and Bonsai Washout on the Jammin' James Jukebox. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley.
Sunshine. Have you ever been north of Morro Bay? The south coast plows the sea, and the people there are of the breed. They don't need electricity. Oh yeah. The journey ends on a windswept cypress tree.
Water, water, water,
water.
Get yourself in the cool, clear water. The sun shines brightly down on Penny's Place.
The sun shines brightly down on the bay.
The air's so clean that it just takes your mind away.
The Big Sur congregation, where Country Joe would do his show, and he'd sing about liberty. And the people there in the open air are one big family. Yeah, the people there love to sing and share the newfound liberty.
Thank you so much.
It's a great out. How's our team?
Thank you.
as the Rumtones from Savannah, Georgia, and the tune Sand Spitters and Painkillers from their self-titled release. JJ and the Trash Dogs before that. They're a five-piece band from New Orleans, Louisiana, consisting of jazz musicians with a love for surf music. It's a tune, Shark Bite. Also in the mix, Brian Wilson and Friends, featuring Mr. Al Jardine on vocals, with the Beach Boys tune, California Saga. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to play some requests from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.